Can you please start by lying on your left side? Please lie on your left side. This is a session is one of the bell hand sessions because of a movement that you're going to be doing with your hand. Now, it's probably a good idea to have your head on something like a pillow or a pad. I mean, you want your head to be in line with the rest of your spine, so your head and neck is in line with the rest of your spine. So, you know, if you don't have a pillow or a pad, you could put your left arm under your head. You could bend your left arm and put it under your head. And on your left side, can you bend your left knee a bit on the floor? So your left leg is bent on the floor. And can you bend your right knee as well, your right leg as well, but find a way to put your right foot on the floor? Have your right foot on the floor somewhere behind your left leg, so your right leg is bent and more, you know, pointed more or less upwards towards the ceiling. Although if that's not comfortable, for many people it's not, so your right leg may be angled to the left a little bit. Just as long as your right foot is standing. It's probably, it might be awkward at first. And to make it easier to be in this position, can you please just tilt your right knee a little bit right and a little bit left? Your right foot is on the floor, and you're bending your right knee a little bit to the right and then a little bit to the left. And you're not moving your right knee right and left to accomplish anything other than to make yourself more comfortable. And while you're doing that, of course, feel the rest of yourself. Feel that gentle movement and how it moves your right hip joint, your pelvis, your back and spine, and how it moves through your body. Even the tiniest of movements that you can do will move through your body. That's nice. Make yourself comfortable. It's your comfort that's important here. And you are responsible for making yourself comfortable. Very important. Now, would it be possible, with your right leg still bent at the knee, would it be possible to move your right foot a little bit more to the right? Half an inch, or a 16th of an inch, that is just a millimeter or two. And with your right foot a little bit more to the right, can you bend? Still lower your right knee a little bit to the left and to the right. And what does having your right foot over there do to the movement, say, of your pelvis, to your hip joint? Your left leg is still lying gently on the floor in a way that's comfortable to you. Very nice. Can you stop that and then once again move your right foot even a little bit more to the right? Again, just a millimeter, if that's all you can do, that's fine. And then keep tilting your right knee to make it come down. Does it maybe come down to the left a little bit more? Does it come towards the floor even more now, even just at a tiny amount? And feel what happens in your hip joint, in your pelvis, your lower back. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, please stop. Please stop. Stay on your side there. And what I'd like you to do is experiment and see if you can find a way to place your right leg on top of your left leg, your right lower leg, so that your right leg is midway between your left foot and your left knee. So you want your right lower leg midway between your left foot and your left knee. So on top of your left leg, and you may need to move your left leg, you may need to straighten it or bend it a little bit, and just find the most comfortable way you can do what I'm asking you to do here, the way that makes the most sense to you for now. Don't worry about getting it right, and if it's awkward, that's fine, just as long as it's not painful. Your right leg lies on your left leg in the middle of your lower leg, so between the right knee and the right foot, and on the left lower leg between the left knee and left lower foot. So your right knee is still bent. And like I said, you may need to change the positioning of your left leg. And now, can you gently rock your right leg over the left leg? So rock your right leg so that the heel lifts a little bit, and then the right knee goes down, and then the right knee comes up, and the right heel goes down. So kind of a seesaw movement. Adjust your legs however you need to do some semblance of this movement, some semblance of your right leg being balanced on your left leg, like a seesaw. And if possible, neither your right heel nor your right knee should touch the floor, and then you begin doing that seesaw movement. Tilt the right leg so that's nice. And feel what happens in your pelvis as you do this, what's going on in your lower back and lower leg. And can you tilt the right leg so that neither the right knee nor the right foot touch the floor during the movement? And you may find that the best way to do that has something to do with how you move your pelvis. So can you tilt your pelvis right and left, just your pelvis? And in fact, can you rock your pelvis right and left? So you rock your pelvis, the right side of your pelvis, and it moves your right leg so that your right knee goes towards the floor as your right foot lifts away, and then your right foot goes down to the floor as your right knee lifts. That's nice. Now, again, put your right foot standing on the floor as you did before, your right foot standing somewhere comfortably on the floor behind your left leg. And in this position, again, tilt your right leg to the left and to the right and see what it feels like now. Does it move a little bit better, a little bit easier, a little bit further? Very nice. And please stop. Please stop. Lower your right leg to be on top of your left leg and rest. Please stop and rest on your left side. And now we will start playing with, exploring the movements that give this session and other sessions like it the name Bell Hand. And I really want to put an emphasis on that word exploring, playing with. All right, so can you put your right hand on your stomach somewhere beneath your sternum, that is beneath your breastbone? Right hand and fingers on your stomach somewhere beneath your breastbone, beneath your sternum. And move your right hand in a tiny movement around your stomach. And it's just as if you're gently caressing your stomach. A tiny little movement. And as you do this tiny little movement, you can find your right elbow moving as well. Maybe moving a little bit more to the ceiling, towards the ceiling gently, and then back again. Maybe behind your body, your elbow goes, and then in front of your body a little bit. Can you find that movement? Up and down. Up and down and around goes your elbow as your right hand caresses your stomach. Very gently, very slowly, resting whenever you want. If you ever want to stop and just lower your arm to the floor, have your hand on the floor, have your arm on your side, that's fine. And then come back to making that little circle with your hand and feel your elbow goes up and then down, a little bit right and then up, and then that's nice. So your right hand is on your stomach, caressing your stomach. As you stay aware of the movement of your right elbow, and I really want to emphasize that you're making the easiest, lightest movement you can, the smallest, it can be the tiniest movement in the world. Make it simple. Make it simple so that you can find that your elbow moves lighter than the hand. So you move your elbow and then your hand moves. That's nice. And what happens with your hand? Do you feel as it goes in one direction or that the other, that it seems to want to open and close? Don't do anything. Don't open and close your hand, but just find what happens in your fingers, in your palms, as you move, as you make little circles, or as you go up and down, whatever seems the most comfortable to you. You move your right elbow to the right, and then down and to the left, and then up, or in some directionality similar to that. Find the elbow coming a little bit nearer to your head, and then farther away from your head. Move your elbow nearer to your head, and then away from your head, and that's going to do something to how your hand moves. Keep your hand free, keep your elbow free. Small, tiny movements. And it might be possible, you might even feel as you keep doing this with your elbow in the air like that, that your right hand tends to stop touching your stomach. Can you find that? And find a way to make the movement even gentler, even smaller. And as you do, see if you can flex your hand, flex your palm. So if I were to say flex your fingers, you would think of your fingers coming closer together and then extending or opening a little bit, right? And that's the movement I'm looking for. It's the movement Moshe was looking for, but you're starting the movement from the palm of your hand. So you flex the palm of your hand a little bit, a tiny little movement, so then your fingers come together and then they open up. And you do so in a way that fits this movement of your elbow kind of going up and then down, or up and then down and right and left a little bit in a tiny circle, if that still is comfortable for you. And each time you keep finding ways to make this movement easier, simpler, lighter, smaller. You don't close your hand into a fist. You don't open your fingers all the way, but you find a way to close them and open them. Find a nice rhythm. Of course, you can, to make it easy and light, you might need to stop every now and then and lower your hand to the floor and rest. Let your hand rest, let your elbow rest, your arm, and then come back to the movement. You're on your left side. That's nice. And when you come back to it, maybe you find that your elbow comes a little bit forward in front of you and then goes back to the back of you. Really experiment and slowly see if you can make the movement gentler, lighter. Maybe the elbow goes towards the ceiling. And we're really trying to find not this movement per se, but something light. You want to find real lightness and gentleness in your body, in your motor cortex. You want to let go, find lightness, find gentleness. Stop and rest if you need to for a few seconds and then come back to the movement. And, you know, could you do it in a way that you're not actually thinking about your hand? You're just thinking of making a light movement with your elbow. The smallest movement you can make with your elbow that opens and closes the palm, which opens and closes the fingers. Or maybe you think about a light movement of your shoulder that moves your elbow, that moves your palm. What can you do to find that gentleness, that lightness? Now continue that small movement, please. Continue that small movement, please. But put your right foot on the floor like it was before. Your right foot on the floor, your right knee in the air. And keep moving the elbow and the hand. And then at some point, find a way to move your elbow and knee together, right and left together. Or you can think of it forward, right? Forward in front of your body and back. So your right foot is on the floor and you slowly move your right knee and your right elbow. Very nice. And you're still making that bell hand, that bell movement, so that the palms flex and the fingers come closer together. And you're doing it in conjunction with your right knee and your right elbow. That's nice. Stop and rest whenever you want to. And actually, stop moving your leg, but keep on moving your elbow and your hand, flexing your fingers lightly, flexing your fingers through the movement of your palm until you get that real lightness. Very nice. And once you have that lightness, can you find a way to move your right foot on the floor? Not your right knee, but your right foot on the floor. So your right foot to the right and to the left. It can be a tiny, tiny movement, or it can be just a thought. If you don't feel like you're actually moving your right foot right and left, just imagine that you are. And you're doing it in conjunction with that gentle movement of your right elbow and your right hand. Tiniest movement possible. Very nice. Now, can you lift your right foot a bit off the floor? Even just a millimeter, your right foot off the floor. And in this position, move your right knee left and right, outwards and inwards. Can you do that? So you gently oscillate your knee so that your foot goes right and left. That's nice. And can you do that while you're moving your arm and your right elbow, making the bell hand, closing and opening your hand gently? And you move the elbow in the same rhythm as the knee. So the knee goes to the right, and then the elbow goes to the right. And the knee goes left, and the elbow goes down and left. Moshe said, induce lightness into your brain. So to induce lightness into your brain, you may need to stop and rest on your side. You may at some point want to rest on your back and then come back to the movement. And the movement is you're on your left side, and your right hand is in front of you, and it's your elbow is going up and down. Your right leg is on, it was on the floor, and then you lifted your leg so that your right foot is hanging, and then you're oscillating back and forth with your leg. Like a pendulum, so as your right leg goes to the left, your foot goes to the right, like a swinging movement, and you're finding a way to coordinate that with your hand, opening and closing as the elbow goes down and up. Might be more comfortable for you to have your hand on your chest or on your lower chest or on your stomach and make the oscillating movement there. We're going for comfort here. Going for lightness. That's nice. All right, go ahead and stop and rest on your left side. Find a way to get comfortable and rest on your left side. Very nice. All right, now staying on your left side, this time what I'd like you to do is put your right knee behind your left knee on the floor. So that is one leg behind the other, your right leg behind the other, if that's comfortable. And now you're going to put your right palm on the floor. Well, you know, your entire right hand, palm and fingers on the floor. And your fingers should be pointing away from you, away from the body, not up, not down, but away from the body. And with your right palm on the floor, move your fingers, move your hand a little bit forward, away from your body, and then come back. So forward, away from your body, not up towards your head, but straight out, and it could be just a small movement, and then back. Just make a very simple, light movement, gentle and light, of your hand going away from the body, and then back towards the body. And feel how that tiny movement moves the rest of your body. Feel what happens in the rest of your body. Gentle and light, please. Gentle and light. Your right knee is bent behind your left knee, which is also bent. Very nice. Now, can you try doing the same movement with your right knee? All right, so your right knee goes a little bit forward and a little bit back. Forward and then back. Relax and breathe. And then integrate the movement of your right hand as well. So your knee goes forward a little bit as your right hand goes forward a little bit, and then they go both go back. And don't move the leg more than the hand or the hand more than the leg. That's nice. Relax and breathe. So your right knee goes forward as your right hand goes forward, and then they both go back. Your right elbow is more or less up in the air. And remember to move the hand forward, not upwards towards your head or downwards towards your legs, but forward, away from the body and then closer. And again, stop and rest whenever you want to, and then you can start again with the knee and the hand at the same time. Or if that seems uncomfortable, do the hand first and then add in the movement of the knee, or do the knee first and add in the movement of the hand. And just find kind of a gentle rocking movement, forward and backward. Doesn't matter how small it is or how awkward it is, or even if you can find that rocking movement, that's fine. If you can't, just make the attempt. You're learning new and unique ways to move and control your body, to have more conscious control over what you do as changes kind of percolate through your system at an unconscious level. Now, try this. The next time you move your hand forward, can you move your knee backwards? So your hand and knee in opposite directions. And then as your hand comes towards your body, can you move your knee towards your body? So your hand forward and your knee backwards, and then your knee forward and your hand backwards. Small, gentle, tiny movements. That's nice. Can you get that? Good. And now whatever you get is fine. And then switch back to moving them in the same direction. So as the hand goes back, the knee goes back. As the hand goes forward, the knee goes forward. And can you try again to find a sort of a movement of your body rolling a little bit forward and then backwards? Light movement coming forward and back. Very nice. Very nice. So please stop that. Get whatever you got and then stay on your side and just rest on your side in the same position. So one leg behind the other. If that's comfortable for you, I mean, if you want to, if it's easier, you can put one leg on top of the other and rest that way. Just a short rest. Good. And again, in the same position with your right leg behind your left, your both knees bent on the floor, and with your hand like it was on the floor, fingers pointing away from the body. Can you do kind of a funny movement and move your hand up towards the head a bit and then back down? Up and down with the hand still facing forward. So the hand stays in the position as it is, and it goes up towards the head a little bit and then comes back down lightly, gently on the floor, up and down. You can go up into the neutral position and then down a little bit. And that's nice. And can you add a movement of your knee doing the same thing? So your knee going a little bit up and then a little bit down. That's nice. And can you do it so that the hand and knee go up and down together? As the hand goes down, the knee goes down, and the hand goes up, and the knee goes up. It can be a tiny movement. Find a rhythm. Tiny, small movement. Breathe. Breathe and feel your spine. Feel your pelvis. Just find a soft, gentle way to do it. And so it's your whole body kind of rocking up and down, just even a tiny bit. Your whole body, your whole spine rocks up and down. Good. Now, as your right hand goes upwards, have your right knee go downwards. And come back. As your hand goes down, your knee goes up. That's nice. And the right hand should be relatively near to your body, because you want your hand and your elbow moving, not necessarily your shoulder. And can you do this in a way that you can feel it's almost like your spine is moving through your chest? Moshe talked about like a skewer through meat. I really don't like that metaphor, but it's an interesting one. So you feel your spine kind of moving through your chest. If you can't find it this time through, that's fine. Very, very nice. So stay as you are on your left side and rest a moment. Please rest on your left side. Okay, so on your left side, once again, have your right leg behind your left on the floor. Have your right hand in that position that it's been in, fingers pointing away from the body. And can you begin to make a little circle with your right ankle? A little circle with your right ankle. And really think of your ankle. Don't think of your foot or your knee. Think of your ankle. It can really be the smallest circle you can make. And in which direction did you make the circle? Or which direction are you making the circle? Good. We'll find out what that direction is, and now slowly move your hand on the floor in a circle in the same direction. So your right ankle is making a circle. That's nice. And now your right hand is making a circle. Gently, softly, small, tiny, easy breathing, hand and foot making circles in the same direction. And, you know, I'm saying to move the ankle, but you're going to have to move the entire leg, right, to move the ankle, at least to make it easy. Now, can you change the direction of the circle of your foot, go in the opposite direction, but have your hand stay in the same direction? So you're making a circle in one direction with your foot and in another direction with your hand. It's a little bit difficult. It takes some coordination. It can be a little bit strange at first. And if you don't have it, then just experiment with it. Stop again and then have both your hand and ankle going in the same direction. And then switch direction of one of them, either your ankle or your foot, while the other keeps going in the same direction. So just play around with having your ankle going in one direction and your foot in the, and then your hand in the other. One making a circle clockwise and the other counterclockwise. At this point in the session, and this is the session that Moshe initially taught in English, he said, many of you just kid themselves that they're doing them in opposite directions. So if you're kidding yourself, that's fine, but just try to differentiate. Good. And now bring them both in the same direction, say in whatever it is, clockwise, ankle and hand, and then do them both counterclockwise at the same time. Good. Now stop. And can you put your right foot on the floor, as we did in the very beginning of the session? Right foot on the floor. And now tilt your leg by moving your right knee to the left and to the right. And feel what's easier now. What's different? What's different there with the movement? Is it bigger? Is it smaller? Is there more movement in your pelvis? And again, put your right hand on your chest. Below your sternum, that is below your breastbone, and gently caress your stomach with your right hand. And feel how your elbow moves. Is it lighter than before? Now make a circle with your elbow. Move your elbow a little bit to the right, and then down and to the left, and then up, or whatever direction you want to go in. Gentle circle. And can you, as you do that, flex your hand a little bit so that your fingers come towards each other, and then they open. Find a gentle way to open and close your hand as your elbow moves. And then whatever direction that you're going with, so you're making a circle with your elbow as your hand moves and opens and closes. Can you now make a circle in the opposite direction with your elbow? And remember, your right leg is standing with the right foot on the floor. And can you move your right knee a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left as you do this? Is there a way to move your knee and your elbow at the same time? You move your knee right and left. Or maybe now you're moving your knee in a circle, right and left and up and down in a gentle circle. Good. Now stop that with the knee and find, can you gently move your right foot on the floor a little bit right and left? A little bit right and left. So to do that, your knee's going to move and maybe your pelvis is going to move and come up a little bit. So it's okay to use your entire body to make this an easy movement. That's nice. Now, at some point, can you lift your right leg a little bit so that your right foot comes off the floor and see if you can kind of oscillate and make a pendulum with that right foot going right and left, and also find that gentle movement of your elbow and your hand opening and closing. So you move your elbow together with your knee back and forth. As the knee goes right, the elbow goes right and up, and the foot goes left, and then back in the other direction. Just get whatever you get, or you can just stop and rest whenever you want to. Very nice. Just playing, exploring, learning in your own time, in your own way. And when you're ready, please stop. And slowly roll over to lie on your back. Roll over to lie on your back and take a scan and notice, does one leg feel longer? Does one side of the body feel different? Does one arm feel longer? Scan your body. And enjoy these feelings, whatever you have, these sensations. And whenever you're ready, take all the time that you want. You can rest for a few minutes. You could fall asleep. Whatever fits the structure of your life right now, maybe even the structure of your personality. And whenever you're ready, you can roll over to one side and come up to stand and feel the differences in your body and standing. And enjoy.